We're speaking with John McCorkle, who is the Director of Fleet Services for the City of Lynchburg, Virginia. John will be discussing for the worldsweeper.com readers the value that you can receive by selling your used sweeper fleet online as opposed to having local auctions, as well as the value that they have seen by in your request for proposal for the initial purchase of a sweeper, putting in clauses that speak to how the sweeper will be disposed of eventually at the end of its useful life cycle. John, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to speak with us.
Well, Ranger, what the reason I'm giving this talk is to help other people that hold responsibilities for disposing of fleet assets to find a different way to hopefully enhance their revenue income that they get back in return. What I've found from being in city government for 25 years is that government is notorious for generally trying to be self-sufficient or self-sufficient in everything, which includes the sale of city fleet assets. And that to accomplish this, city government generally holds its own auctions, their own sale. And these many times take place on the lot out back of the building, and they bring in an auctioneer that runs through the equipment and sells the equipment for them. Unfortunately, this method will limit your sales market to generally those people that live within the area, and that after coming to enough of these sales, find that it's a good avenue to get a great deal. And unfortunately, it's not always a good deal for the city government, because your market is very limited, and many times the number of people that are offering a bid for your equipment is very minimal.
And I'll break in to say that through the almost 20 years I've covered the sweeping industry at the trade shows, I've heard a number of times where contractors have been very excited about this city or that city and how cheap you could get their sweepers. So that certainly seems to be anecdotally true.
Yes, and that's the same comments we've received when we were doing it the old way, because people enjoyed coming to these sales because, like I said earlier, they find that they can get a great deal. But it works, not necessarily does it work the same in the same direction for government, because a good deal for the people that buy it maybe is just the opposite for what government's going to get back in return. Another thing that many times work against the system is that the revenue that comes in does not go back to the fund that the fleet manager can use to reinvest in new equipment. But generally, that money goes into the dark hole, which many times is referred to as is the general fund.
Mm-hmm.
And the general fund is used for many different purposes, and very seldom is it used to replace the equipment. And so that also will work against what the fleet manager is trying to accomplish. Now, the fleet manager may not have a lot of success in taking care of that second issue, because if it's gone to the general fund, chances are it's going to forever go into the general fund. So we can't do a lot there, but one thing we can control is the sale of the equipment and what we can get back, and to once again maximize the return. And so my experience has found that when you sell things on the internet, then you've possibly increase your market to the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
And the more people and the more buyers you introduce to it, the more you're going to get some competitive bidding take place, and the better that competitive bidding process, then the more revenue that you're going to bring into the till.
Mm-hmm.
By selling these fleet assets on the internet. It doesn't have to be eBay. Everybody talks eBay, but today there are at least a half a dozen companies that offer services to city government to sell their fixed assets, or I mean their fleet assets for them.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're not limited to one or two. You've got some different ones you can work with, I found that their methodology is very similar. They all want to see some pictures of what you're going to sell. They want a good detail, written description, detail of what you're going to sell. You've got to have a set of terms and conditions, which once you make them once, then you've got them that you can use forever, even if you use more than one internet service to handle your sale. So once again, once you have your documentation all prepared, the only thing that's going to change is the picture of what you're going to sell and your description, and you flow that information to the company that is handling the sale for you, and the bidding process takes place. Then it comes time to handle the finance part of it. There's actually a couple of them out there that will do the collection for you, and then send you the difference amount after they take out their commission. Most of them, however, they want that collection to be handled by you, which is fine because you collect the money, and then you go ahead and remit. You get the money up front, so you then go ahead and remit the commission.
So the sale price is always minus shipping.
The sales price is always minus shipping. In other words, they're obligated. The buyer is obligated to come and pick it up. You generally will stress that they have to remove it at their time and at their cost, that basically you don't even get involved in that process as far as giving them a forklift or a tow or something like that, that it's their responsibility to remove that asset from your lot. So once you've got it all set up, it flows quite well, and then you sit back and reap the rewards. I may point out that it's a process that you don't wait until you're ready to sell the equipment, that you probably, in many cases, will want to do some front-end work. For example, when you prepare your specifications, let's say if you're going to buy a new sweeper, then what we always do is in our specifications, we point out that we will insert a clause asking for an optional trade-in for our used sweeper. So the potential bidders have a chance to tell you what they will give you in the form of trade-in dollars if you want to trade the sweeper.
Mm-hmm.
But then I also add one other clause in there, and that clause says that we are receptive to taking prices also from potential bidders for the purchase of our sweeper without regard to selling us a new one, because not everybody is in the business of selling new sweepers. There are many firms out there are in the business, however, of buying used sweepers. And so what we do is we have those companies, when we find out who they are, we put their names on our bid list. So in our specifications, which generally are posted on the city's website, when they're posted on the website, not only are those available for people that sell new equipment to pull off of the website, but also those in the business of buying used sweepers can pull that same information and can just fill out that last page giving us a purchase price for our used asset. So that likewise, another form of an internet sale, so to speak, and another way of being able to maximize the return on the sale of your used assets.
That's excellent. That good planning can make such a difference. And I want to remind the listeners that your handout is available here as a PDF file, so that will have some more details and information. What else should a person know, a city know, or a contractor with sweeper fleets know about this? Are there other avenues that they should explore?
Well, last, what I'll point out is there are some cases that not everything sells well on the internet. In some cases, like light-duty vehicles, there are so many things that get listed that it's hard to compete with those things, especially if you've got a rather run-down city fleet asset. So in those cases, what we do is we continue to have our own sale but we don't do the absolute auction where the auctioneer is involved, but we do our own closed bid sale. We manage that ourselves. And so what we do is take those items, write our descriptions, put those descriptions together. We do our advertising in the newspaper that we're going to have a closed bid sale on such and such date, that potential buyers can come on these dates and inspect the equipment, and then they can take our bid form and put down what they will offer for that piece of equipment, give it to us, we seal it in an envelope, and then at the closing date, we open all those up, and whoever is the high bidder for that asset gets to buy it. We've also found that that is much more lucrative for us to do it that way than it is with the absolute sex auction sale method, because of the fact that we put a reserve price on each piece of equipment, and with that reserve price, it gives us the option of when we open it up, if it doesn't meet the reserve, then we don't have to sell it, but it also gives us an opportunity to call that buyer or those buyers that gave us a price that didn't meet the reserve and say, are you sure that you don't want to do better? In other words, we can do some negotiating in return. Well, to wrap up, I would just like to close by saying that I have had a lot of enthusiasm for selling our fleet assets on the Internet. It has just brought a whole new way of doing business to us, and the revenue has just been phenomenal. And as a matter of fact, our revenue is three times as much as it used to be by doing it this way. And so people should try it. And I think once they try it, they're going to like it. If I can help in some way, give me a call or send me an email. I'll be glad to share any kind of information I have or that I have built up that is used to manage these sales, and I'll be glad to share it with anybody that is interested in seeing what I have.
Well, thank you very much, John, for your time and experienced insight on this topic. It's one that I think will increase a revenue stream for a number of people around the country, and we sure appreciate your taking the time to speak with our WorldSweeper.com listening audience.
I'm glad I could help.